USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump will visit the U.S.-Mexico border Wednesday, just days after Vice President Kamala Harris made her own visit to El Paso, Texas for a few hours. Since the visit, Vice President Harris has not made any changes to correct the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. Trump is expected to visit the epicenter of the crisis, the Rio Grande Valley, along with Texas Governor Greg Abbott. The Democrat-controlled House of Representatives on Tuesday passed a bill to remove statues honoring those who backed the Confederacy from the Capitol building. Dan Naraki explains.
The House has passed a bill to remove the statues of those who voluntarily served in the Confederacy from the U.S. Capitol. The measure passed at a 285 to 120 vote and would also replace the bust of Roger B. Taney, the Chief Justice who wrote the decision in the Dred Scott case, with one of Thurgood Marshall. The bill's future in the Senate is uncertain. The House passed this measure last year, but no action was taken in the upper chamber.
We are USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
In a unanimous ruling 9-0 last week, the Supreme Court agrees with athletes that the NCAA violated antitrust laws. Now what? Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The NCAA's Division I Council is recommending the body end its rules blocking athletes from benefiting financially because of their talents. University of Wisconsin quarterback Graham Mertz thinks it's the right call.
See, it's a great opportunity to grow and to grow your brand, but it's also, how can you not let that take away from the team goal of winning games?
That audio courtesy of NBC's Today Show. The Division I Board of Directors will consider the recommendation on Wednesday.
The New York City Board of Elections on Tuesday announced it has failed in the recent Democrat mayoral election results. Somehow 135,000 computer test votes were counted in the official election results because they were not properly handled by the computer system. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Buildings collapsing under their own weight in the United States very rarely happens. Since 2000, less than a handful have failed, leading to deaths due to our extensive laws and inspections during construction. The 22nd and Market building collapse in 2013 killed 6 in Philadelphia. The Miami-Dade College parking garage in 2012 killed 4. And in 2000, the Park Avenue apartment building collapse in Los Angeles killed 1. So what happened last week in Surfside, Florida? Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
As the search and rescue mission continues at the collapsed condominium tower in Surfside, Florida, the effort to discover the cause of that collapse has just begun, with preliminary efforts focusing on a 2018 inspection that found cracks in concrete columns, beams, and walls in the building's parking garage. Alan Kilschammer is a structural engineer who's been hired by the city to investigate the collapse. He tells CNBC that multiple factors may have caused the collapse and that he will be looking for the trigger.
The issue is that when you have cracks, depending on the size, the cracks alone generally are not a major cause of a problem. The reinforcing steel, when you look at rusted reinforcing steel, it'll look like a lot of rust, but rust is an expansive material on steel, so you have to wire brush the steel, you get the rust off, and you see how much good metal is left. So, you know, they all will be some of the things that possibly could have contributed to the collapse in some form or another, but you have to find the trigger also of what actually precipitated the collapse.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.